Caseloads for the Carroll Police Department have risen over the course of 2017, but Police Chief Brad Burke says that one of the biggest changes in their department was directly related to helping them more efficiently handle that increase.
We added a detective position, a full-time detective, which Alex Cleaver has taken that role. Case clearance has increased. From what I can tell just by looking at the numbers, it looks like we were able to quicker make arrests or close cases out and do better investigations, where the officers who were typically doing casework were also doing patrol work, so they're getting called away. They don't have time to sit down and actually focus on a case, where Alex can sit down and work a case full time all the way through. Although sometimes this caseload can be 10 or 15 cases, other times he's down to 2 or 3.
They've also had a full year with a drug recognition expert. Burke says that they're now able to better identify impaired driving other than alcohol. Officer Kenneth Bensley will also appear in court as an expert in some cases. He's the only DRE within an approximately 45-mile radius, and he does assist surrounding counties with cases as needed. Of course, you couldn't miss the news that the department has a new canine unit, thanks to the fundraising efforts of four Carroll High sophomores. Burke says Eudorus is fitting right in.
He's interested. There's a lot of people that come in out of here throughout the day, so his attention was focused on people walking in and out and just trying to learn what was going on. That took about a week or so, and then his car was delayed a little bit, so we got that up and running, and so he was getting used to the car. We've had him out and working. We haven't used him for any article tracking or people tracking, but we've used him for some narcotic searches, and he's done very well with that so far.
The department has also participated in the 7 special traffic enforcement programs throughout the year, but Burke says the next one is not expected until the St. Patrick's Day holiday. They've used the grant money through the program to upgrade in-car cameras and to purchase preliminary breath testing units for impaired driving enforcement. For the upcoming 4 or 5 years, he says the plan is to continue to upgrade the camera systems. And in looking forward, Burke says in 2018 they're going to focus on doing what they do and doing it better.
I'm going to increase some training for the officers. We have an officer who's interested in learning Spanish, so we're going to help him with that. We want to support that. We do have some need for some Spanish-speaking interpreters once in a while. And if we can have an officer who's able to have Spanish as a second language, then we'll see some benefits for that.
Now that they are full force, with Officer Jeff Nichols joining the department in November, they will see increased training with mental health and domestic abuse responses. Burke says they're also hoping that they will see some change at the state level with the distracted driving laws to help decrease the number of incidents they've seen over the past year. He says the increased number of accidents are likely a combination of distracted driving and people being in a hurry. He also says that things will get a little worse before they get better as the Highway 30 and Grant Road project gets going next year.
Expect some major traffic issues in that location. We haven't got to the point of design on what's going to happen during construction, but I have a feeling it'll be no left-hand turns at some points, and like it was when they redid downtown area on Highway 30. It'll be interesting. I'm curious to see how that works, and I think it's going to be a great benefit to reduce accidents to that location. That's our number one accident location in the city.
He says it will probably be a big headache for motorists for about 8 months to a year. The one other end-of-year issue that Burke says has been very, very quiet is the allowed use of fireworks over New Year's. He reports that not one person has come forward to request a permit to sell, and he hasn't heard a lot from the permanent retails that are already licensed to do so. And when it comes to the holidays, Burke says that he and his officers want people to enjoy them, but to do it safely, especially if you'll be using alcohol as a part of your celebrations. I'm Chantel Grove, reporting for Carroll Broadcasting.